J.S. On a long stretch of road, we once collected them in brown paper bags, drove them home in the back seat, and released them around our yard. We would count them, counting until finally none could be counted. My childhood friend would light black cats between their wide lips. He would somersault some, slam others against trees, count Mississippis as few staggered back conscious. He would call me later, after his daughter sidestepped into a car and was thrown forward. She passed there on the roadside. After late summer showers, we drive along glossy roads, eyes and jumps and headlights. We don't get out anymore. It feels dangerous enough swerving around them. My daughter once asked why they crossed the road, but when did toads ever get a fair shake, except in fairy tales or with little girls?